Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show Lady Boss knows what women want: to be free to speak their voice, to live in financial freedom, and build businesses that radiate wealth, leaving legacies we can be proud of. Every Friday, we bring you Lady Boss entrepreneurs that are changing the world. Joan Sharp, changing the conversation from money to vision. See you Friday.
Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, changing the conversation from money to vision. That's our topic on Friday. Today's the day, and I'm with my beautiful co-host, Joan Sharp, and we're going to talk about how do you set your expectations for the end of the year and the beginning of the year? And do you follow the traditions that you have? Are they changing? Are they the same every year? We're going to be talking about different ways to think about expectations that we all have according to our past, right? In the holiday season. And, you know, Joan Sharp is always coming here to share with us to shift the conversation from money to vision. That's the piece that we, you know, because it takes a while to shift those habits and get us into communicating the vision instead of talking about the money or, you know, the shifts. But when we're really truly talking about what is it that we want to experience, what's the vision for what we want to experience, then we're really tapping into that pure energy of creation. And to be able to communicate that with each other, that's the piece. So let me introduce you to my co-host, Joan Sharp of River Family Advisors. She's not just an advisor, she's a thought leader in the area of changing your money mindset. Joan encourages us to change the difficult conversations that we have that are all about money to a pleasant conversation about a shared vision, and you will better support your values, your life experiences, your legacy, and your wealth. Welcome to the show today, Joan.
Cornelia, it's great to see you. Thank you for having me. And I want to say happy holidays and happy Hanukkah. Hanukkah has started.
Yeah. And
to everybody out there. And this is the holiday season for many people. So, and this is also the time we start having expectations and traditions. And there's a lot of stuff around this right now. And planning our budgets and I'm going to say finishing out the budget planning for the year and looking at next year. I don't know about you, Cornelia, but I know many people who normally sit down at this time of year because they figured out how much they made and decided if or what they're giving to charity. And then if they're able to maybe increase what they've decided to give for gifting or not. And of course, this year adds a whole bunch of new complications of where expectations are and how people doing things. We've made it through Thanksgiving once. And to say it's interesting, I just read an article in our paper of a reporter that chose not to do Thanksgiving with his parents, who are elderly, and to stay home and not see an aunt and uncle, and did an outside Thanksgiving dinner physically distant. And he was said, thank God, because right after sitting outside physically distant, I checked my email and I was positive for COVID. He said, if I had gone home, I would have probably gotten my parents sick, if not killed them. And I just share this story because a lot of people are struggling with what's right and what traditions are right. And that affects a lot of different things too, then in life and on what you're visioning and where you're going to spend your resources. I'm like, Cornelia, you looked like you wanted to respond, so I'll pause if you want to respond.
Yeah, I wanted to say, you know, I really feel like looking back at 2020, you know, here we are, what is it, almost December the 12th, tomorrow. And looking back at 2020, I really find that this is the year where we've really had to let go of, you know, any type of plans, right? It's like, yeah. Or what we've planned, we've had to, like, you know, let it go and hold everything with, you know, with an open mind, open heart to change. The possibility of all of it to change. And, you know, for someone to follow their intuitive guidance when they feel like, you know, I'm feeling guided right now not to go to the parents' house, to, I just don't feel called to do that right now. I'm feeling like, you know, tapping into that intuitive guidance. And then, you know, going out and like you said, sitting in the outside social distancing, and then the reporter found out that he tested positive. That's the guidance that we all, you know, have been invited and are invited to listen to on a daily basis. Wouldn't you say that is true, Joan?
Yeah, this is really, and I think this has been a good year for us to talk about changing the conversation from money to vision. Because when you have massive changes like this and you had to disrupt what your normal patterns and expectations are, if you have a vision of who you want to be, what's important to you and how you want to do it, you're able to stop, breathe, and pivot. Mm-hmm. And think of it maybe a little differently. And I'm not saying that's easy. But if you've started the conversation with, this is what I want to accomplish and where I want to go, this will help it. And as our topic is, as I said, budgeting, and we've had a talk about charitable giving, but I bring it up because so many people do that. And at the end of the year, and looking at what they had. And I have to say, this year, I usually have an idea and know who I'm going to give to. What are my priorities? So when I'm asked, I can be very firm in saying, yes, that is an organization I support, or no, it's not, but I will put it on my list for next year because I am very interested in that. I actually took a deep breath and stopped this year because I wasn't sure where my vision, other than the boards I'm on, was going to be for my giving this year. And what I wanted to support with everything I saw going on and the lines of people who needed food. And I have some big core, as I said, the organizations I'm on the board, and then I have a couple core organizations that do represent me or represent how I want to show up in the world. And so I throw that out there. And then the gifting. Some people now, because they're not going to see people, may not be gifting. So someone close to them, or because they're at home, they may be giving more gifts or more expensive gifts because they're not traveling. So now I find this is when people revisit that end of year budget, but at the same time, you're looking at next year's budget, right? And it's interesting because we know at this point right now that we're probably going to be the same until the summer, right? Most of us are going to be the same. You may do a little travel here and there now, but you will also probably spend a little more or however. But so you have an idea and planning. Most of the people I've worked with are kind of planning it to be the same budget they had walking into 2020 and maybe adjusting some stuff. It just depends. And I am going to throw something out there. If you expanded your house, increase your bills. I've talked to several people who have expanded houses and forgot to budget in the higher bills for the larger square feet. But as I say this, so, but don't start it with the money part. Start it with the vision. What is it y'all want to accomplish? Or what is it you want to accomplish next year? What is it that's important? And I actually had an email question for, I say that I help clients focus on their vision. Could you tell me more about what that would look like? So this is the perfect place and topic to bring this up on. And what you and your partner need to sit in one of the tools, and if you run a business, you do this with your business. It's if we were sitting here 3 years from today, what has to happen in your life for you to feel as if you've made progress? And write those down. And if you're a couple, write it down separately. Don't talk to each other. And talk about why is that important to you and what obstacles do you see? And then you know what should really be in the overhead. What should be the priorities on your spending and your conversation? And you may have to be creative. It's interesting. I was talking to someone. I'm on some, as I mentioned, some boards and finance committees. And someone said to me, oh, what is their budget? So many times I've had, like, what is their budget? Okay. And even though I have just looked at the financial statements or whatever, I never have what the total number is to be able to speak it. I feel embarrassed, right? Most people are saying, well, right, you should know, right? And I looked at the person and I said, you know, I know, and I look at, are we in the red? Do we have a surplus? Are we in the black? That is where I look first to see where the gap is. And then, depending on if there is a gap or not, where are we spending money? Does it align with our vision and mission? If we need to cut, even if we have a surplus, I go down and see how everything is aligned and where are we spending money? Because just because you have a surplus doesn't mean you're spending money in the right places that get you where you want to go. And then if there's a surplus, do we have an emergency fund? How do we handle that and what do we work? And I bring this up because this is no different than individuals, but yet we don't think about it that way, do we? Yeah. And we think if someone has a much bigger budget than someone else, they can't, they can do better than the others. Not necessarily. It is, are you focused on your vision? And do you have a surplus or a deficit? Cornelia, have you run into this? You're shaking your head like you know these conversations. You've seen this.
Well, I work with so many entrepreneurs, and everyone has been challenged this year with their finances and with their budget and unexpected things like person's house burned down or someone got sick and the medical insurance wasn't up to date and different things like that, where that shifted everything in their budgeting and reality, but I talk to, entrepreneurs all the time that were definitely affected by 2020 and their business was affected by 2020. So, having that budget, I thought when you were talking about the board you're on, when you were, when they asked you what the bottom line was, I thought that I didn't think you were going to say that you were looking at the bottom line. I thought you were going to articulate their vision, because again, it's always bringing us back to what our vision is. What is our vision? What is it that we see for our business? And, like you said, in 3 years from now, where are we going to be? And that's what you continuously remind us of to do is, align with our vision. And what does that look like? Get in touch with that often and make sure that you can communicate that to the people that are in your life.
Yeah. And it's funny, the person who asked me about the budget, when I kind of looked like a deer in headlights and said, that I can't tell. And we had the conversation. The person said, you always bring me back to vision and out of money. She's like, I am always in the money. And I'm not saying the money is important, but the money isn't going to work with you and for you if you don't have the vision. Right. And so this is the time of year, but you have to keep revisiting. And as we did last year, and the individuals that you worked with, that not only did they end up with COVID happening, they ended up with these other things happening. And if we pay attention to our budget and we know, I'm not saying, but possibly she would have caught about the medical. I mean, I have to say every year, if I have clients that have their own companies, clients that are employees, you look at what is going on with your health care and what are your options. This is part of taking care of yourself, okay? And I will tell you, I am the first one who wants to cry over my car insurance every month when I pay that. Like, I really have to pay that much money, right? But I do want my car.
Oh, yeah.
I do want my car. And this is protecting me, you know? And so that number is what that number is. And it's just looking at these things on what's important and where you need to go with it. And start thinking, maybe I find charitable giving, I think as we had brought up in another show, is one of the most unplanned budget lines. Put a charitable budget, a line for charitable giving, and don't wait until you're like, well, I kind of know. And see and work with it. Maybe as you have your vision of what you want to make progress in within 3 years and why that's important, that may help guide so that as people come at you, you feel satisfied in what you're giving. Of course, you can look at it again at the end of the year if you want to give more and see if you want to add to someone you've given to or not. But you have to remember, organizations, as you do, need inflow throughout the year. With this. And budgeting is a hard thing to do if you're a couple, right? Neither one is usually very happy with it, and there can be judging around it. But if we start talking and visioning together and not judging and honoring who each individual is and what's important to them, and then bringing it together, that should help make it easier to do. Cornelia, have you seen this with some of your entrepreneurs and having to talk budget? Like, they keep their work budget separate from their personal and, you know, and just kind of live in that a little bit more than their personal?
Yes, absolutely. It's, you know, especially when it comes to, you know, husband and wife or boyfriend and girlfriend, they, you know, the thing that I, as a coach too, I remind them of also is that each person, you know, has different belief systems. And, you know, it's like, that's why it's really important to, you know, share that vision that you talk about, to be able to articulate that, because setting up a budget, you know, there might be a lot of resistance around it depending on each person's belief system. So I think it's really timely again, especially as we're moving into 2021, that, you know, you sit down now with your partner and for yourself and then also for, you know, your business and articulate the vision and do the budget. Make sure that you include the charitable giving, like you said, Joan. But I wanted to ask you the other question is, you recently have come up with a method that you use. And I wanted to make sure that we touch base on that method. What do you call that method again?
Well, it's called the SURI. It's the acronym SURI, which, not Siri, but SURI is a guidance system. And it's C for communication, where here we are talking about budgeting. And I'm saying the first place you start is with communication. And then there is E, envision. Envisioning, what do you want to make progress on? What's important? And then R, or what are your resources? Laying them out and implementation. And I'll say, as you're doing this and you've gotten together what you want to, you know, what do you want to make progress on in 3 years and why is that important? What are all the things in the way? Just list them, both of you, on one piece of paper, just all over the place. And then I find in color pencil or something or marker, circle all the things that are similar and decide what needs to be done first. And this is part of my certified financial transitionist training. And we call it the decision-free zone. So then you've got out there, what needs to happen first within the first 7 days, right? What needs to happen soon in a month and what can happen later? So now you have something you've agreed on this, right? And you can start, you've now laid out what the vision is and what needs to happen. What you've done the brain dump, what's on your mind, what needs to happen? And then how are you going to focus on it? And then the budget starts coming together, right? And I ask people this, and I'll say, some people find working out, going to the gym, for those, some places are still allowing that, going to the gym. Some people, it is going to Starbucks. And these days, you know, a coffee shop, a lot of places you can stand outside in the coffee shop is in what's important. And the other person may criticize that. But if that is something that makes them feel whole, and or it could be your giving for your religious church, okay? Put that in overhead with rent or mortgage insurance so that it cannot be criticized and it's there. And then figure out the rest, because then you know that is non-negotiable, that that person needs that to feel grounded every day. And this is part of envisioning who each other is.
Yes, I love that. I just want to also let the audience know, how can people work with you and the Surrey, how do you say it again?
Surrey. The Surrey method.
Yes, how can people work with you? I just want to be sure we get that in.
Yes, you can go to www.riveradvisors.com. And at the top, there's a tab, Changing Your Conversation. And you have the option of, I do personal advising, which includes all your going through financial along with all the conversations and implementation. Or I have a coaching model, which is we meet every other month for 1 hour and we have a conversation about keeping you on track on your vision. It's for people. There are definitely people out there that are really good with their money, right? And actually have gotten so good they can't exactly move to the vision or the emotion side, but are stuck, even though they have Excel sheets that show they have plenty of money. And that may be the person who needs the coaching. Could be someone who just needs some help on refocusing on the vision and have some questions. But you sign up for a year. And so that's another way. I've switched from the conversation groups to help make this a little more personal and focused on the individual to conversation coaching.
Oh, that's wonderful, Joan. I like that. I like that you're offering that. Is this going to be a new service for you for
yes.
the individual one? Good.
Yes.
People can contact you individually. That's yes. great. Well, I think that we planted some good seeds today and sparked some good ideas for conversations as to, communicating, articulating your vision, and, you know, right away to sit down and get into that budgeting and include that charitable giving into the budget and have your budget, set so that when you open 2021 and even close out the year, that you feel secure in your forward movement. And by all means, contact Joan River and set up an appointment with her and have a conversation about what that would look like if you were to hire her for coaching or one-on-one work. Right, Joan?
Yeah, right. And if you want to go on there and shoot me an email with information, with a question for us to answer as we did today, please do. And or Joan at River Family Advisors, shoot us a question. And it can be anonymous or we can use your name.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, Joan. Thank you, everybody, for listening and for tuning in today. Happy holidays. And we will see you all again in 2 weeks. Take good care.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Lady Boss. Women Inspiring Women, featuring leading edge entrepreneurs who are putting the focus on empathic leadership in today's modern day world. Text the word Cornelia to the number 22828 and receive her weekly newsletters. For more information on Cornelia Stephanie and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.